This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 376 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. March corn, 389 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. May corn, 398, up 2 1/4. November soybeans, 1046 and a half, up 22 1/4. January soybeans, 1049 and a quarter, up 19 and a half. March soybeans, 1053 and a quarter, up 17 and a quarter. December wheat, 532 and a half, down 3 1/2. March wheat, 545 and 3/4, down 3 1/4. May wheat, 553 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and soybean values higher and wheat ending lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 cents higher at $3.35 to $3.48, while soybean bids were 20 to 31 cents stronger at $9.85 to 10 and a quarter. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 11 higher at $3.32 to $3.47, while soybean bids were up 25 cents at $10.10 to $10.34. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 8 cents at $3.27 to $3.50, soybean bids mostly 24 to 28 cents higher at $9.97 to $10.56, and the wheat bids were 1 to 4 cents lower at $4.16 to $4.65. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids up 22 to 28 cents at 1032 to 1056. Basis ended steady to 6 cents stronger, ranging from 14 under to 10 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $424 to $447 per ton. That's up an even $9 on Friday, with basis steady ranging from 35 to 58 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 3 cents at $3.32 to $3.70, with basis steady ranging from 45 under to 7 under December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 cents stronger at $3.40 to $3.52. Basis ended steady ranging from 37 to 25 under December. Soybean bids are up 22 to 25 cents at 1026 to 1043, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger, range from 20 under to 3 under November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 8 cents higher at 367 to 372. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 29 to 31 cents, with quotations at 1066 to 1077. Soft red winter wheat mostly 4 cents lower at 472 to 502, and the Milo ended 3 to 13 stronger at 397 to 407. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 345 to 363. January soybean bids range from 1014 to 1042. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 349 to 366, January soybean bids at 1017 to 1051, and in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 357 to 374, January soybean bids at 1034 to 1077, and June-July delivery wheat in southern Illinois, it ranged from 489 up to 530. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 169.50, down a dollar. December live cattle, 166.05, down a dollar 27 cents. February live cattle, 166.10, down a dollar 37 cents. November feeder cattle, 234.15, down 7 cents. January feeder cattle, 228.47, no change. March feeder cattle, 225.75, down 35 cents. December lean hogs, 88.02, up 82 cents. February lean hogs, 88.05, up $1.10. April lean hogs, 89.15, up $1.10. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Friday the 31st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 45 cents lower in the range of $73 to $68.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.52. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 66, 4 to 5 weights 64 to 67, 5 to 6 weights 67 to 69, and 6 weights and up 69 to 72. From the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings, ranging from 55 to 61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,846 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 254 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 162.50 to 169.25, select and choice 157.50 to 164.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 144 to 146.50, and choice slaughter heifers 164.50 to 170. Select and choice heifers were 153 to 160.75. Now moving on to the United Producers Livestock Auction at Salem, they had a special feeder cattle sale. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 242.50 to 260. 6 weights were 233 to 241. They had some 7 weights there at 232.50 to 242. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, 3 weights were 232.50 to 256, and they had some 7 weights there that brought 187. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 235 to 252, 5 weights were 229 to 247.50, 6 weights were 206 to 237. They also had some feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 242.50 to 270, 5 weights were 232.50 to 257, 6 weights were 210 to 226. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 162.50 to 170, and on a dress basis 255 to 265. Heifers on a live basis were 165 to 168, and on a dress basis, 261 to 267. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 242 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $97.51, and that was 33 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 251.20, that was 215 lower, and select carcasses were 238.63, that was 78 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was at 99,000, that compared to 106,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, we're still running 7.2% behind 2013. Hog slaughter was estimated at 409,000, that compared to 390,000 last week and 428,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hogs are still 5.3% less than they were in 2013. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.51. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.45. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.35. November beans delivered to Scottville, $10.35. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.67. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.51, corn at Scottville is $3.45, Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $10.35, and wheat at Scottville is $4.67. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's coming up on 622. Color radar showing scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today across mid-Illinois, partly cloudy skies and warmer, high temperatures in the mid-60s. We will have south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight becoming cloudy with a chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 50s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy skies and cooler with showers, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers Wednesday night through Thursday night. Low temperatures in the upper 30s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies on this Monday morning, right now 46 degrees. And over the weekend, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, a trace of precipitation and a trace in the gauge here at the Weather Center. Once again, 46 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Napa Know How! You use the motor oil Dad used, and he uses what Granddad used. Yet no one uses what Great-Granddad used, because whale oil is illegal. But if oil's what you need, Napa has you covered. With Castrol GTX for only $3.79 a quart, or 5 quarts and a Napa Silver Filter for just $21.99. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/16/14.
Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by the CNB Bank and Trust. Now with 13 locations to serve you, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Ram Truck Event with the Ram Back-to-Back Truck of the Year has up to 72 months to qualified buyers, and we have a great selection. Also, the Great American Driveaway events taking place with Dodge Avengers 30 miles per gallon have up to $3,000 rebate, and the Town of Country has 0% for 72 months. All these right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and a handshake makes the best deals.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir, Agronomy Manager and CHS Yield Point Specialist at CHS Shipman. We at CHS are here to help you figure out precisely what inputs you need to take your yields and profits to the next level. With CHS Yield Point Prescription Writing Services, it's possible to better plan your nutrient placement. Our team of experts are the best in the business, and we at CHS Shipman are committed to help you maximize your yields. Call me, Reagan Weir, at CHS Shipman today.
Hi, this is Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipman. Marketing is a difficult decision for producers, even in a year with great prices. The job turns very stressful when great yields create low prices. Our goal is to help you through these difficult times and to identify and capitalize on selling opportunities that will make your operation successful. Please call Phil, Jack, or myself for our latest market outlook, or follow us at chsshipman.com. Thank you.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854.
A barge diesel fuel user fee to help fund inland waterways projects on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers could see new life in Congress, says the industry's Waterways Council. Council Senior Vice President Deborah Colbert says the long-running efforts to boost funding for locks and dams and other construction will get new life after this week's elections.
Senator Lamar Alexander from Tennessee, working with Senator Bob Casey from Pennsylvania, are working on either a standalone bill or an amendment that could be attached to the appropriate legislative vehicle moving forward that could increase that diesel fuel user fee by between 6 to 9 cents.
No small amount of change when it comes to building waterways infrastructure.
So that would add potentially up to $80 million annually into the Inland Waterways Trust Fund for the use of for new construction and major rehabilitation on the system.
Colbert hopes Congress sweeps all the unfinished spending bills into an omnibus bill.
Both Chairman Hal Rogers from the House Appropriations Committee and Barbara McCaughey from the Senate are, I think, very supportive of moving an omnibus bill. So we would hope that we'll see that get moving and that we can begin to fund the important work that's been developed in WERDA and get that user fee increased.
Colbert says the House Energy and Water Spending Bill had the highest operations and maintenance level to date. It added $112 million for a total of $281 million for priority inland waterways projects. But the Army Corps of Engineers must still decide which ones to fund, and none of that can happen until Congress finally passes a spending bill. Students from Georgia, Arkansas, Colorado, Tennessee, Kentucky, and New Mexico have been elected by delegates from throughout the United States to serve on the 2014-2015 National FFA Officer Team. Andy Paul of Georgia was elected president. Victoria Malik of Arkansas was elected as secretary. Kristen Schmidt of Colorado was elected as Central Region Vice President. Stephen McBride of Tennessee is the Southern Region Vice President. Ruth Ann Myers of Kentucky was elected Eastern Region Vice President, and Caleb Gustin of New Mexico will serve as Western Region Vice President. One of the many things to browse at the National FFA Convention, which wrapped up on Friday, was the Hall of States. I spoke with Emily Davis of the Carrollton FFA chapter, who was manning the booth over the week.
I think it went very well. We were offering horseradish to people to try while they were walking by. And there were a lot of people who, if they knew what horseradish was, they'd like run away real quickly. But if they didn't, they'd stop there and go, well, I guess.
I bet that got you guys some pretty interesting reactions.
Yes, a lot of people, after they tried it, they'd walk by again and everybody would just be like, get away from our booth, get away, get away.
So what is the purpose of the Hall of States? Are you all just trying to raise awareness for your own state?
The reason for Hall of States is so that people can walk by and you're supposed to like represent what your state grows in ag and how your state like affects the ag community around the entire United States itself.
So what were you guys featuring about Illinois?
We talked about our five main crops, which are horseradish, pumpkins, corn, soybeans, and hogs.
And I bet everyone was thinking, out of all of those products, you choose to give away samples of horseradish.
Yes, Illinois is the number one producer of horseradish around the world, and so it's just one of the easiest things to let people try that's different and nobody really knows about.
So did you guys get some interesting questions or some surprising reactions other than from the horseradish over the week?
Yes, actually, I got a bunch of questions about popcorn because popcorn is the official snack food of Illinois, and I also found out that we are the number one producer around the world of popcorn. I didn't know that. And then a lot of people asked us about like our field signs, like what they were and what we used them for and the writing that we have on them.
Very nice. So it sounds like you were able to teach fellow students and other visitors a lot about Illinois agriculture. Did you yourself learn about other states' agriculture systems while you were here?
Actually, yes. I learned a lot about New York. Like, I didn't realize they did so much maple products up there. And a lot of the FFA chapters around here like do a lot of flowers or a lot of crops that I didn't really think were in those states at all.
Well, very nice. It's always good to learn something. And tell us a little bit about yourself. You are a sophomore in FFA. Are you aspiring to any offices?
I am a reporter in our chapter. I don't think I'm going to go anymore after the chapter. I don't think I'll go into sections or anything. But I used to live in Missouri, southern Missouri, until I moved up to Illinois about 4 or 5 years ago. So it's been a really big change, and I've learned a lot in FFA this year and last year.
Sounds great. Did you get a chance to walk out and look at the convention, or were you confined to the Hall of States?
I was allowed to go and look at all the other stuff, and I was mainly looking for SeaWorld because I was here last year, and I saw SeaWorld, and they had a flamingo, and I was just like wanting to find the flamingo again.
I think that's what they call good marketing. So what has been your favorite part of the National FFA Convention?
I would say meeting all the people. Like, I walked into the doors the first day that we got here, and I had like 5 people come up and say, "You want to sign my book?" And I take a picture of the back of your jacket, and I would randomly walk up to people and ask them how they would say their school name or their town name, or I just go talk to them because it's like so interesting to learn about other people.
Again, that was Emily Davis of the Carrollton FFA chapter. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.